Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Please share this with your friends.
Share it with your friends.
Lots and everywhere.
That was subliminal, so you weren't supposed to hear that. If you did, you're a witch. We talked about a few things this morning. Talked about one guy getting a head transplant. A head transplant. I don't know if it's been done yet or not, but a head transplant thing. People are doing it. Well, I don't know if people are doing it, but this one guy was really scheduled to do it.
I don't follow a lot of the news, and if we're there at head transplant level,
yeah,
that's scary. Amazing, but scary.
Yeah.
Wow. I knew we did the hands, and we've done lungs. I mean,
there's a lot of things we've done, but a head, no. We haven't done one yet.
Wow.
Number one for New Country, 106.9 Kicks Country, were Jason and Tony. This guy, he volunteered to be the world's first head transplant, but he's canceled the operation because he's got a new girlfriend. And I guess she likes his head. No, baby, you should keep your head. Yeah. No, I love it.
That'd be so weird, wrong, crazy. But she'd get a different man. His brain's in there.
I don't know how that works.
So whatever head she got is going to be full of other memories.
That's right. Might not even know her anymore. Well, she's pregnant, too. They're calling it a miracle baby son. This guy, he suffers from severe spinal muscular atrophy. It's a disease which leads to a shortened lifespan. He was ready to have his head cut off and reattached to a new body.
Whoa.
So it would have been his brain. He'd got a whole new body.
Oh, my gosh. But then you're...
They must have been out of Chris Hemsworth is why she said no. Are they out of Chris Hemsworth? Oh, just wait, baby, till they get a Chris Hemsworth back in.
What? Now, right now, this is too fun. I can't stop now that you brought this up.
Okay, uh-huh.
So, like, you could take Chuck Norris's head and put it on a Roseanne Barr, or just you could have fun with this.
You could. I don't know why you would.
Oh, I'd be the meanest surgeon. I'd swap heads around on people. You wouldn't know they'd do. Gotcha. That's Danny DeVito.
This family's in America, and the guy who needs a head transplant, swear to God, is going to the University of Florida. That's not a joke. He really is.
Dang. I'm still swapping heads over here. I mean, this is, you could.
All right, if you could put your head on anybody's body, who would it be?
My head?
Yeah, you keep your head.
And I get another body?
And you get another body. Whose body would you pick?
That old Channer Tater guy. I'm sorry. And that ain't. But ladies, they like him, and I.
Old Channer Tater, Channing. That's what they call him.
Magic fella.
Also, the new toy that's all the craze is a toy called Yellies. Well, what was the hot toy? Oh yeah, it was the unicorn that pooped. That's the one of the hot toys this year.
Yeah, you put glitter in its mouth and then water, and it makes
it poops glitter.
Makes a sludge.
Yeah.
In there, and
forgot what it was called though.
Pooping unicorn.
It's not called pooping unicorn.
That's what all the, you know, that's what they'll call it.
The other hot new toy apparently is a toy called Yellies. It's from Hasbro, and it's basically every parent's worst nightmare.
Somebody's gonna get hurt with this.
Something has finally beat the drum set.
Yeah, the flute.
Yeah.
No parent wants a kid to bring a flute on.
It's a little plush spider-like monster creature thing, and it's got wheels on the bottom.
Listen to what it does, y'all.
The Yelly is activated by yelling.
You scream at this thing.
Just what you want around the house. More yelling. And so the louder you scream, the faster they go, and they tend to stop, turn, and run in the direction of the screaming. So the louder you scream, the faster they go. So if you're screaming, it's going to run towards you, a little spider thing.
And look at the number of people you know that are afraid of spiders.
Uh-huh.
They scream, and this thing runs at you. Someone is going to get hurt with this.
If a Yelly comes at me, they're going to meet one of my favorite toys, the Sledgehammery. Had a new Christmas song for you today. It's about grannies buying socks.
I think we all can relate.
Sonny, you're a big boy. I won't buy toys because you'll put out your eyes someday. I don't know what you like. You get no bike. If you think it's a gift card, you can take a hike. Sing it. We will sock you and underwear. We will sock you. Buddy, I don't floss, I'm the boss. Shouting from the kitchen, lucky I got you. Anything you want, TV in your room, you're headed for doom, cause what you're getting is fruit of the loom. We will shock you. We will shock you. Now get over here and let me pinch them cheeks. Last time I saw you, you was just this tall. Hope these underwear fits. You like leopard print, don't you, sonny?
Tony and I pretended we were actors today and acted out some social media theater.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Oh, yeah. Social media theater. This comes from Alexander, who's... let's just say he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
No. We can say that.
So because of that, Tony, you play Alexander. And...
You're cute, Jason. You're so cute.
And I'll play Kale. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Alexander. Just finished eating a raw chicken breast. Somebody owes me $20.
Kale. You're gonna die, dude. Salmonella for sure.
Alexander. I ate the chicken, not the salmon, dude.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Hey, brand new word of the day today.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Jumping dump. Jumping dump is what you call a tiny elf from the North Pole that has to hop up and use one of our commodes. Jumping dump.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And the best country lyric that's never been written until now.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Some wanted turkey and some wanted ham. But Dad said we're broke, so we ate Christmas Spam.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And of course, we'll leave you with today's Real Good. A guy named Owen Williams is blowing up Twitter right now because of something he posted about his neighbor this week.
What's that?
Ken Watson recently passed away at the age of 87. Mm-hmm. Owen says he was a sweet guy and everybody loved him. Even Owen's dog loved Ken.
Wow.
And was a good neighbor. He was also a really interesting guy. Their local paper did a story 2 years ago after he wing walked a plane at age 85. Now, I don't know what that is, but it sounds ridiculous.
It's like the circus people.
Oh, he walked down the wing. Is that what you think it is?
Wing walking, isn't it? Were they people that tie themselves to a plane?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
Anyway, Ken's daughter knocked on Owen's door this past Monday, and she was holding a big bag. Got pretty emotional. She said the bag was full of presents. It turned out that before Ken died, he bought Christmas presents for Owen's 2-year-old daughter, and not just for this year.
Huh?
He bought enough gifts for the next 14 Christmases.
That tears you up. Aw.
Owen showed the bag to his wife. They both teared up, and now they're trying to decide what to do. They're going to space them out over the next 14 years.
Oh, man.
But they can't decide if they should unwrap them first and choose age-appropriate gifts or just do it randomly. So Owen took a poll on Twitter. 69% of people think random is the way to go.
Took care of this young lady for the next 14 years.
Just a little neighbor
Christmas.
Girl. And before he died, he went, I'm just going to buy her presents for the next 14 years. That way she's got them.
That sounds like a friendship that Wow, can't be touched.
Ken Watson, you are real good. All right, that's it for the podcast today. I hope you like it. Be sure to tell your friends about it and listen to it at least 100 times on your own.
Smile even if you didn't like it. It's like one of them fake ones.
It's like one of those things you get on Facebook that if you don't listen to this 100 times, that means you don't love Jesus. Yeah, if you don't type amen and share it, then you don't love Jesus.
You better get to liking and sharing.
Hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for listening to In Case You Missed It.